Blog Talk Radio. give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107, verse 1. We're greeted in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to our show tonight. This is Blog Talk. The show you're listening to is The Rock. Jesus is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, you can call in the name of Jesus. He is a mighty deliverer. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it's Psalm 118, verse 24. This is Friday night, May 22nd, 2015. This is the 142nd day of the year, day 142. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. We just thank you for allowing us a chance to come again and serve you with the Word of God. What a blessing and a privilege it is for us to share tonight. We want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're a miracle worker. We thank you, God, that we can call on your name, God. We thank you for being our great I am. There is nothing too hard for you. If we can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Oh, God, we ask you that it'll be all of thee and none of me tonight. God, show us what to do as we study your word. Give us revelation knowledge, not just information. God, help us, oh, God, to take your word to heart and let that word transform our life. Change us, God, for good, for our good, for your glory. And we thank you and we give you praise. Thank you that your word will not return unto your void. It shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto, God, we love you and appreciate you. We just love you, and we give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, I want to ask you to go with us to Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21. Praise God. And we want to look at verse number 23. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 21, verse 23. The Bible says, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree. Thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Notice that again, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree. Thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that hanged is accursed of God. Thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Tonight, we want to talk on a thing redeemed. Redeemed. And when we look at this word redeemed, it's like if you ever took a product to a pawn shop and you left it there for a period of time. And after that period of time, or before that period of time is up, you go back and purchase that possession. Now, they may not give you much money on it, but you're saying that I'm going to leave this with you because there may be a chance I'm going to come back and get it again. So, tonight we see that Jesus has definitely done a work for us. In Deuteronomy 21, this is referring to what the Lord will later do. In Galatians tonight, chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Curse of the law is threefold. sickness, poverty, and death. So the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. But notice now, let's look at that again. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So Christ paid a price in that very sacrificial life that he did. So when we talk about redeem, we're talking about blood. We're talking about a sacrifice that mankind could not do himself. But it took a perfect lamb. And let's journey over to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews 9 and verse 12, the Bible says, neither by the blood of goats, calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. Neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. So we see Christ paid the work. The Bible says, how much more shall the blood Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. But we see that Christ made a difference, because when he sacrificed his life, he gave us the victory. That's all it took, was one perfect lamb. Now the scripture teaches in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But now you get a beautiful picture of what Christ done. In the 10th chapter, the Bible says that for the law, having a shadow of good things, this is Hebrews 10:1. Hebrews 10:1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continuously, make the comers thereunto perfect. None of the law could not help us. Could not help us. The Bible says, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. Bible said, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Why? For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Wherefore, to the world he said, had had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I'm coming the volume of the book. It's written of me to do thy will, O God. So Christ came to do the will of the Father. And he did that on that cross. God had paid a great price by sending us, giving us the greatest gift we could ever have. And that is sending us a perfect lamb for sin. Now, the scripture teaches us in Philippians chapter 2, Philippians 2, and in Philippians 2, the fifth verse, the Bible tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. The Bible said, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, also have highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, which is the angels, and of things in earth, which is men, and of things which is under the earth, the demons. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we see how Christ has paid and made a difference in our life, because had it not been for Christ, there would be no eternal life for us. Now in Matthew's Gospel, the 26th chapter, Matthew 26, we find here Christ talking about the communion and what it represents. The 26th chapter, verse 26. The Bible says this, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. Take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, people, drink ye all of it. Drink ye all of it. And this is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus was just showing us what his body represents. So he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, take it, take, eat. This is my body. That's why we do communion. That is one of the ordinances of the church. Next to baptism, communion should be the most important ordinance in the church. And he took the cup and he gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission. And where remission means removal or forgiveness of sin. So we talked about how Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. And, we look at verse 25. Hebrews 7, 25. The Bible says this. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost, or the uttermost, by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Christ standing in the gap, making intercession praying to the Father for us. So the Bible says, wherefore he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Bible says, for such an high priest became us. And he describes what he is, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, made higher than the heavens. When the Bible says, who needed not daily those high priests to offer us sacrifices first of his own sin, and then for the people. But this he did once when he offered up himself. Talking about in the Old Testament that when the people went before the priest not only had to deal with their sin, but he had to deal with his own sin. So the Bible says, for the law make a man high priest which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Notice verse 28 again. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever. Consecrated, set apart. Set apart for God's use. And that's the way it should be. Now, in part of the, so we know, based upon the scriptures, Jesus not only dealt with sin, but he dealt with sickness. So those of you who are in battle infirmities, and you learn the word of God, and like a friend of mine told me, speak the word tonight. The fifth command was not apparently at its best, but when you speak the word, that word will change the circumstances. In First Peter, before we get to some of those healing verses, I want to just share one more thing about that blood. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1. Oh, God, thank you for your strength. 18 and 19. The Bible says this. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Notice that again now. He says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And that's where we can talk about what can wash away all of my sin, the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we got a right to bless the name of the Lord. Chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. We deal with Jesus setting us an example that we should follow after as it relates to his life and how he dealt with everything that was going on around us. The Bible says, 1 Peter 2, 21, down through 25, he says, but even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteous, who his own self bare our sin in his body. That he dealt with the sin. Who his own self bare our sins in the body on the tree. That we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed, for you were a sheep going astray. And now return unto the shepherd, bishop of your soul. Christ did that for us, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, to live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And we're healed by his Christ. We got to understand the greater one lives big in us. In James chapter 5, James chapter 5, and verse 13. And verse 13. The Bible says this. Is any among you afflicted? That means in trouble. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. That's why we always start the top of the broadcast off generally with a psalm, a verse out of psalm. P-S-A-L-M. Because that is a book of praise. That would make David a man after God's own heart, because he knew how to worship God. He didn't just throw something together. He got in there and worshiped him. So the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The Bible says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. You know, I guess learning to love Jesus in a special way, because, you know, he uses people to help you grow. And I'm just grateful. Tells us about confessing your faults one to another. You know, you can't tell everybody everything, but then God will put people in your life you can. And they're going to still love you even after your fault. And I'm thankful. I'm so grateful. My God. What a blessing. That you put wonderful people who can love you in spite of your own self. Made me think about, there was one time I asked a little girl, what is a friend? She was about 10 years old. And she was outside. She said, Mr. Williams, a friend is somebody who loves you after they found you out. That's what Jesus did. He loves us after he found us out. Of course, he found us out because he already knows our end from our beginning. So the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Bible talks about Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So we see how God has put all kinds of blessings concerning the word, concerning healing, concerning redemption, that you don't have to just take down. God's got so many good things for us. All we got to do, just believe. Just believe his word. And if we're going to succeed, must make up in our mind that no matter what's going on, we got to love him with all our heart. In Job 19 and verse 25, the Bible says this: "For I know that my Redeemer liveth. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day on the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another, though my ring be consumed within me." Though my ring be consumed within me. I like that. The word says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Though after my skin worms destroyed his body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another, though my ring be consumed within me." So friends, we got to know that Christ has paid the price. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we can stand on his word, knowing that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. In fact, the Bible says in John 4:4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you, he that's in the world." Matthew 9, verse 28. "When he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it done. And their eyes were opened. These two blind men went to Jesus, expecting to receive something. Just like me. I'm expecting to receive my sight. I figured if the eyes worked again, they can, if they worked before, they can work again. So I tell you, I'm believing God for that sight to dry my blue vein. Why blue? Because it's my favorite color. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah 17:14. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." My God, my God. And then in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, "I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, saith the Lord. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." I tell you, what a blessing. What a blessing. In Exodus 23:25, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Notice that again, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. This is God's word. This is what God's word said. And then finally, Isaiah 53 verse 5. It says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. May your word be a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. God, we just want to thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you, that you care for us. Lord, we pray that your word will bless your people tonight, that it may transform them. Glory to glory from faith to faith, because the just shall live by faith. God, we thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, oh God, for a wonderful gift that you put in my path to help me. But just thank you, God, for the hand that served. Oh God, we just give you praise. Lord, you're so wonderful. God, like you, you care for us. Continue to bless us now. Strengthen us, Lord. Forgive us for all our sins, iniquities, and transgression. Thank you, God, for delivering us. Your word declares who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. God bless now, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Excuse me. We thank you, praise God, for the word tonight. What a blessing from the Lord. Just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 7 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I also want to thank God for Studio Tech. As Felicia Ford, we thank God for helping us on the computers by the hands that serve. What a gift, what a gift. We also just appreciate God for just all his goodness toward us. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Well, we'll have a long weekend, the Lord's will. We have Monday. It's Memorial Day, but we will be here on Blog Talk Radio to minister the word and let the Lord lead us different. But right now we're planning on being right here on Memorial Day to share from the word of God. Well, I'm going to speak the blessings of the Lord on you, and we're going to sign off for tonight. Continue to pray for us in Jesus' name, and we believe in God to manifest healing through our physical body. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This has been our broadcast for Friday night, May 22nd, 2015. 142nd day. Praise God. And we just love you. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everybody to enjoy yourself this weekend. Go to your local church somewhere where they're teaching the Bible and walking in it too. God bless you, and I love you. Everyone have a good night in Jesus' name.